Why do I make things complicated? Why do I lose all my control? I keep on letting my bad habits.
Hey friends, thanks so much for watching. Welcome back to my channel. And if you are new here, thank you so much for clicking on today's video. I am so excited to share with you guys this room makeover. This is the one that I was the most excited to share with you guys because not everyone has a music room in their house. But if you like room makeovers like this, definitely make sure you hit the like button and subscribe to my channel if you haven't already. And let's go ahead and get right into the makeover. So I know that not everybody has a need or a desire for a music studio in their house, but for those of you who do not know, my boyfriend and I are both classically trained musicians, but in two different instruments. He's classically trained in trombone and I am classically trained in voice, and we both have education degrees to actually teach music. And while I am a full-time music teacher at a public school, he has taken his degree and done some other really cool things with it and kind of gone on to do other stuff, but we both really wanted to be able to teach private lessons again. It is something that we both love doing, and we needed a space to be able to do this. And this room in the house is the smallest of all four of the bedrooms per se. And if you guys have watched any of my other room makeovers, then you have seen the other bedrooms except the master, and that's gonna be the last one that I share with you guys. But the guest room is a little bit bigger than this room, and this one just made the most sense being on the front of the house to make into a music studio. So the first thing that we had to do was take everything out of this room. For the longest time, if you guys have gone back and seen any of my other home renovation videos, we used this room to kind of store all of our power tools and tools that we were using in other parts of the house for other renovations. And it was time to start making over this room, which means that we had to clear everything out. And then this room also hadn't been painted either. It had only been primed. And if I can find a picture, I will insert what this room looked like before we primed the walls. It was a bright blue color, totally not my style. So we had to prime it before we could then paint it. So I'm just going ahead and taping all of the ceilings and all of the trim. I have to say that taping is one of my least favorite things to do when it comes to painting. It is completely necessary if you are using a color that is going to be very obvious if you accidentally get it on the trim or the ceiling, but it's just such a pain, and it definitely works better with two people. It's just so hard to get the ceiling because you have to basically bend backwards to look above you, but this was one of the smaller rooms. You guys will see when I share my master bedroom makeover in a few weeks that, oh my goodness, that room was even bigger, and the amount of taping that I had to do was pretty much insane. But anyway, the next thing that we are doing is in the closet in that room, there was only one shelf, and we wanted to add some more shelves so that we could get some more storage things in there. So we are actually going to build the shelf into the wall ourselves. So these three pieces make up the cleats that are going to actually hold the shelf. So these are just 1x4 pieces of wood, and we just had them cut to the right size so that we could put the cleats in the wall first, and then you'll see that the shelf just fits right on top, and I painted these all in the same color. This is the same color as all the trim. Out in the unknown, story took its toll, thought I would have grown, off the beaten track, to become a better man, sinking in the sand, oh. The next thing that we needed to do once we got all of the furniture in here, which I did skip sharing with you guys since it is very hard to move furniture in a small room and film at the same time, but once we got all the furniture in here, we did have to go through all of the music that I had. And keep in mind, this is just my music, so I am sure that when we get all of Jack's music in here, it's just gonna be packed full. So we were just going through and sorting things, making piles that made sense to us. It was honestly so helpful to have another person help me to sort this because sometimes it can be very overwhelming to organize. knew that we wanted to use all of the space in here to decorate the walls, make it feel like a music studio, but we also wanted to make the best use of storage. And like I said, Jack is a trombone player, so he has two trombones that he pretty regularly plays, and we decided that it would look really awesome to actually hang them up on the wall in here and use them as art, but also as function. That way he wouldn't have to pull a case out, unzip it, pull it out every single time. He could just take it down off the wall. And one thing that we are only concerned about with this is taking the instrument down off and on and off the wall could potentially scrape the wall. And though we are both adults and very careful, I feel like just over time there may be a few scuffs. And so if you guys have any ideas for how we could maybe mitigate that problem, we were thinking maybe we should have put the hooks into a piece of wood and then mounted the trombone on the piece of wood. Like maybe that would have pulled it a little bit further away from the wall. I don't know. We can definitely go back and change this. It is not fully set in stone, but we did put these hooks in studs just to make sure that it is extra safe. And then we put a hook at the top to make sure that the trombone didn't tilt over. We didn't want anybody bumping into it and knocking it off the wall. And now we're going to move on to the rest of the decor in the room. I have just a few things that I needed hung up here. These little black music notes were super cute. So here is that closet that I was talking about, and it definitely serves a couple of purposes. One, we needed to store all of the music in here, but I also have some other like recreational items. I have some bins with other hobby-like things that I wanted to keep in here too. And it was very hard to get footage of putting this cleat and shelf in here, so I skipped some of it because you wouldn't have been able to see anything, but I had to get in the closet with the level to make sure that all of the cleats were put up evenly, and then Jack went ahead and drilled them into the wall using mollies and screws. I just put a little bit of weight on it to make sure that it was good to go, but now we have two shelves in there. It'll be so much easier to organize. These posters that we are hanging up here are actually productions that I have been in the local area. I do work at a after-school performing arts school as well, and so these are some concert posters from some of the concerts that we have done, and I will leave that organization linked down in the description box if you guys are local to me and you want to check them out. But I thought that these brought such a fun pop of color with the black frame. They kind of match the piano because the piano is black and everything, and then I just love how the pops of color add so much to this room. So the last thing that we needed to do was get a rug in here, and I decided to move the one from the living room into this room because not only does it match all of the gray and black tones really well, but it is sound absorbing, which is so important if you have a music room or music studio, because you need a place to for all of the sound to be absorbed. That way there's no echo in the room. But here is the full reveal of the room. Right when you walk in, there's this gorgeous wreath on the door that my cousin had made for me. And then right when you come in, my favorite part that you see is this chair that my mom found. I just think that it is such an awesome statement piece as you walk in. It's so beautiful. All of these posters bring such a color to this room too. There's a lot of neutrals, but I just love that the posters kind of speak for themselves. And then the trombones look so cool on the wall. I feel like if I was a small student coming in to have a lesson with my music teacher, I would think that this is pretty much the coolest room ever. And then the piano is my piano from growing up, so I've had it for a really long time. It's such a great piano, and it's electric, so super fun if you have little ones to play. And then my favorite part of this room, besides the chair, I think the chair is really pretty, but I love this music cabinet. It's the only thing in the room that is brown, and I think that it really stands out. And my aunt sent this to me from Colorado, and it is chock full of sheet music and things like that. We also have tons of music in the closet, like you saw as well. But this thing is so pretty, and it holds plenty of sheet music. And I just love the way the light comes into the studio this time of day. I think this was like later afternoon that I filmed this. And it's just such a nice place to sit and play. And then I also really love these curtains here that go nicely with the chair. I was kind of nervous that mixing a couple of patterns together would look kind of weird, but this is such a subtle pattern that you really can't tell that it's not, you know, matchy-matchy with the chair or anything like that. It has black and white. And my favorite part about these curtains are the cute little tassels. I just think that it goes with everything so nicely. All the black matches the piano. Anyway, that is going to be it for today's video. Thank you guys so much for watching this room makeover. Make sure to hit the like button if you enjoyed it. If you are not subscribed to my channel, make sure you do so before you go. And I will see you guys again very soon with a brand new video. Bye, guys.